It is Tuesday, September 17th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
What would you say if I told you that an inanimate object can have a heck of a life?
Yeah, I've got a pretty good imagination. I'll go with that.
Okay, well, imagine that it's a Mosler cannonball safe.
And it was at one time in Cane Hill?
It was indeed, and it's back home in Cane Hill.
It had quite a life.
It was manufactured between 1898 and 1902 by the Mosler Safe Company, which was founded in Cincinnati. In 1905, it was purchased by the Bank of Cane Hill, where it served faithfully until October 24th, 1917, when it was robbed.
And taken away.
Well, not then.
Okay. Oh, it was a different robbery when it was taken?
Well, it didn't get taken in the robbery.
I've never heard the story.
See? Just the innards were taken, like the money.
Right.
Apparently, two guys came on horseback. They rode away like they were farmers who had been transacting legal business and locked the guy who was running the bank in the vault. Mm-hmm. He got out because he kept tools inside and he took the hinges off.
Smart man.
The bank closed in 1922 after it was purchased by the Bank of Lincoln. And the safe ended up at the Greenway General Store near Fort Smith. In 1980, the store went out of business and the safe was purchased at auction by a guy named P.U. Dennison and went off to Piggott.
Okay. It still hasn't left Arkansas.
No. He restored it, nice, pretty, and working inside and out. And then the story gets convoluted because Ed Marshall, who's president of the Cane Hill Restoration Association, wanted to get it back. And Dennison wanted to send it home, and there were legal issues, and there were transportation issues, and there were custody issues. And finally, it wound up back in the Cane Hill College building. Mm-hmm. Locked.
Well, it's a safe.
Well, and Ed Marshall had both the combination and instructions, and he couldn't get it open. So they finally got somebody to come from the Mosler Safe Company and open the safe.
Oh.
And Geraldo was not there.
I bit my tongue. I was going to ask if it was Geraldo Rivera.
No, Geraldo was not there. But the safe will be open for the Harvest Festival this coming weekend in an effort to draw attention to Cane Hill and the Cane Hill history and all of that. It's something new, and they're hoping to save money to restore the mill and the mill wheel, which had its own adventure when there was a big rain and two great big rocks came down the stream and really did a number on it.
For a small town, Cane Hill's had a lot of history.
The excitement starts at 7 o'clock with a country breakfast on Saturday and Sunday. Most of it's free. There's going to be a quilt show, a demonstration of how to make hominy, which I don't believe I've ever seen, kids' games, crafts, a Civil War reenactors encampment, and, of course, the infamous safe.
There you go. Boy, a lot happening at Cane Hill.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.